Hey everyone, it's Rob again. This is my second audio boo for my Vegas 2012 poker excursion. I'm probably just going to cover what's happened since the last audio boo, even though it doesn't really, I mean, this is labeled day two, but it's a combination of day two and three. Really what I'm doing is when I do poker logging, I log everything based on time. So if I start a poker session before midnight and it ends way after midnight, I still count that as part of the log for the day where I started it. And I've started some sessions early this morning or after midnight, so it's going to cover a little bit of both two and three. Actually, I think about it, it covers more only of day three because two was covered in my last audio boo. I didn't play between then. Anyway, get on to the poker. It wasn't a good day. I was up about 450 and, you know, my first session, about 150, my second session, and so it's, you know, about 600 up. And I was looking to find a game, and it was after midnight, and I was looking for a game at the IP, and after midnight, the poker room was already closed. Being on the second floor has really hurt the IP poker room. I mean, it's really hidden. You have to really look for it, and a lot of people are just not bothering, so. And I wasn't too surprised. But anyway, I went down the road, found a game at the Flamingo, played with the most annoying passive-aggressive guy ever. He was going at it with two other guys at the table, and it just was... I've never been so annoyed in my life. He was a master at complimentary insults, or insulting complimentary. I don't know how to even... He was just... It was so annoying. The floor had to get called over, and it was just a big clusterfuck of dumbasses. And usually you want to stick around and take their money, but that guy busted. I was up 100. He rebought, but I was like, you know, I don't want to deal with this. So I took my $100 profit and I took off. Ended up at the Planet Hollywood. And I don't know why. I typically find like the hardest games there. And again, when I went this time, they sat me down at the table and there's two or three big stacks to my left. Bunch of young players, younger players, generally speaking, tend to be very aggressive. They don't like to get bluffed. You know, it's you know, why choose opponents that can give you problems as opposed to, you know, older guys are generally easier to play against. They're very easy to tell when they have big hands or they're pretty easy to push around. Also, I like smaller stack tables where, you know, I can gobble up the small stacks, but anyway, I sat down and played a few hands, won a couple. I was up about $20, and then I got into a hand where I had Queen Jack of Clubs on the button, and I'd been raised to 12 by this crazy guy also to my left, you know, three seats to my left, and got a bunch of callers. I called on the button, and it flops Ace Queen Jack. And I'm thinking, I'm probably good here. That guy had been raising with a bunch of garbage. But, you know, I'd been there that long, maybe 30 minutes. Anyway, he leads out for 20, which is not surprising, and got a couple of callers because they're probably thinking the same thing I have. He's full of shit. So I raised. I raised 50 on top. I made it 70 total. And he had about $400, 450 maybe. And I had about 220. And he instantly shoved all in, and the other two guys instantly folded, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, this sucks. I either have the best hand by a long shot, or I'm really crushed. He either has ace-jack, ace-queen, pocket aces. It's technically possible that he has pocket queens or pocket jacks. Hell, he could have king-ten, flop the nut straight. Too many hands could beat me there. I had a pretty good idea of what kind of player it was, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I ended up folding. I should have left there, but I didn't. I stuck around, and it just got worse. I ended up getting kings, and there was another crazy guy, and I bet 10 pre-flop, because it had been so long since I raised. I was afraid if I raised too much, everybody would just fold, which I'd done earlier, and everybody just insta-folded. But I bet $10, got like three callers. And it flops like jack-jack deuce or something. And he shoves on me, and after a while, I folded. Probably should have called, but anyway, it didn't get any better from there. Ended up losing about $400. Then, I don't know, I won another $30 at Excalibur, but that's day two.